Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You ready?
Here we go.
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey. Let's go.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Time once again for what we call the Great Mate
Debate.
We'll get this side and that side. We'll get them straight. It's the Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate.
What do we have, Hack?
Well, as always, a lovely couple today. Austin and Jessica, they are planning their wedding, and we get to help them decide how much fun it's going to be, I guess.
You guys, this is my dream.
Okay. Oh, okay.
I believe Austin won the toss, so he gets to go first. Austin?
Yay!
Yay! What are we deciding here?
Yeah, so it's about a wedding.
Okay.
It's like the name of our rom-com. It's about a wedding.
Okay.
So Jessica and I, we're getting married, but we can't really agree on what our wedding should look like. So that's why we're here.
Okay. What do you want it to look like?
Who we are as people is like, I would put us in the category of like, if there's like free spirit, you know what I mean? Like we like to party. We like to like hang out with our friends. I don't want to say like wild, but like, you know, we can get a little wild.
Okay. Like you'd go to like a DJ set. I don't know.
We go to a rave, dude. Like a DJ.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So you drink hard, maybe do some other extracurricular activities or whatever. And okay.
Party hard. Like stay out in the woods for 3 days and party like type situation.
Oh, like you'd go to
up in the mountains.
Okay. So, and you want your wedding to reflect that?
I'm not saying it has to be Burning Man at our wedding, but I am saying that our wedding should be a party.
Just you know a, what I mean? Like a rager. The wedding, the reception and the wedding? So you want the wedding itself to be like beer bongs in the front row?
Look, we're not religious, though. Like, we're not conventionally religious. I don't think that there's any, we're not like stuffy. Whenever we go to weddings together, we're always kind of like making fun. I shouldn't say making fun. Sorry, friends. We're not making fun of it. It's just like
who just realized they're on the radio
on par with tradition.
We snicker at like people having, you know what I mean, like stuffy religious weddings when we know they're not that religious. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Okay. And
so I don't want to be pretentious about it. Like, let's have fun, have it be a party with our friends. Like, what's the reception to us? Maybe we say a few words to each other, but like, let's not have that. Or sorry, what's a not for
ceremony
part? The
yeah.
Ceremony.
Clearly,
yeah,
you're not even thinking about the ceremony.
Right. You just want to skip, jump right ahead, get your drink on, get your dance on, take clothes off.
It feels like a celebratory moment, or like we're getting married or have a big.
The
party.
Reason my argument is that is because all the ceremony stuff costs so much freaking money.
Okay.
It's like if you say it's a wedding. They can charge
it's,
you whatever.
Like
if you say it's a party,
upcharge for everything.
It's different.
Yeah.
Let's get Jessica in here. Jessica?
Okay. Yay.
Yay. What do you?
Thank you. I mean, yes, having a great party and having fun, but this is a wedding, Austin. You know, like, we don't have to be super traditional, and we do live a fun, crazy life. But I feel like now that it's time for me and my turn to get married, I would like something more classic.
Classic? Like
traditional? Classic.
Like tuxes and you're in a
big white
you
dress?
You know, I don't think it's walking into the courthouse in a white dress doesn't feel the same as walking down the aisle. I feel like he wants to kind of skip everything and just party.
Interesting.
I'm so torn.
Okay, but I have some... Austin, can she wear a dress in your... Like, what do you see her...
Like a little party two-piece?
Yeah.
She can wear a white dress, but I'm saying, like, let's just wear the... Like, let's do that at the courthouse and then have a party. Like, I don't really care about... Like, let's not do the ceremony. There doesn't need to be a big white dress reveal moment.
But it's...
Oh. But I feel like this is a white dress reveal moment. But okay,
it's called the first look.
The wedding is going to be fun no matter what, but I would like a formal ceremony. I feel like I'm going to end up regretting it. I'm only going to walk down the aisle once. I want to do it right.
We all think that.
I feel like it might cost a little bit more money, but it's something that I would like to do.
Okay. Okay. So the question that I don't know how to ask this question without trying. I'm not taking a side when I say this.
Okay.
But shouldn't your wedding reflect who you are?
But can't you do that so many ways?
Well, if you're not
wild vows, you could write a song for your vows instead of speaking them. You could come down to crazy music. Have a DJ set as you come down the aisle.
But it sounds like she doesn't even want that. She wants like...
But you still get the aisle and you still get the ceremony and you still get to exchange words in front of people you love.
But you're lighting a bunch of money.
Classic. I would like to do it not in a courthouse. I want my family to see us and multiple people to see us get married, not in just a small, tiny courthouse. I want that to be the celebration moment when they get to see us exchange vows and not just at a party.
Let me get the phone number in real quick. 303-222-5423. You can text or call. Pick a side on this thing. I guess I need to ask you, Jessica, when Austin misspoke or whatever a minute ago, when you guys are at other people's weddings and they're kind of the stuffy kind that you're asking for, aren't you kind of rolling your eyes wishing the party would start?
Well, we've been to very outlandish church weddings that do the very long poems for vows and this and that, and you can kind of like guess which poem they're going to say. But that's not what I'm asking for. I'm just asking for us to have that moment that our family and friends can see. It doesn't have to be this outlandish traditional thing, but I would like to not be in a courthouse.
I feel like I'm leaning towards Jessica's side by saying I'm kind of jealous of Austin, because I remember when I was getting married, I am a sneaker guy. And so I had a lot of people ask what shoes you're going to wear for the wedding. What sneakers are you going to wear for the wedding? And I thought, no, I'm not wearing sneakers. It's a wedding. Like I can have one day.
Sneakers define you.
They do. But also it's like, but I can have one day where I look nice in a tux, put on the dress shoes.
But isn't T-Hack marrying A-Hack?
Yeah.
Not some guy in shoes that you would never ever wear.
I envy Austin for being like, I am who I am and take it or leave it. And we're going to have fun. And if grandma misses out on it, too bad. It's not her wedding. I envy that. But I lean towards Jessica. Like, you get one shot. You don't want to look back and go, why did I wear those stupid shoes? Why did I do that?
They're not stupid. They're your Air Force Ones, man.
I know, but it's not just my day either. It's her day. And she wants me
not
to be
just, but it is still your day. And you look good in Air Force Ones. You look good in Force.
But not Air Force Ones with the tux.
Like, oh, it would have looked so good.
I don't know.
I've seen it.
Dude.
Oh.
But I didn't, because it felt like I should give one day where it's like, you get one shot, just do it right, and then you move on.
Wear sneakers every other day. Yes. Party every other day.
Yeah.
Austin. Mind you, I'm not telling him what to wear or what to say or what to do.
Jessica, don't.
Okay.
Like, if you're going to be in a gown and you're going to come down the aisle, he can't be down there in his best Jimmy Buffett Margaritaville stuff.
Heck no.
He's going to have to meet you at where you're at, right? You know, he's going to have to come mm-hmm. up to your level.
Yeah. That's but aren't some things worth not being yourself for? Like, this is a special
event.
That's
the weirdest thing I've ever heard. If you both dreamed of the storybook, you know, you open the pages and they pop out, oh, look, the church and the...
Right.
Great, but he thought they were going to be fun.
But when you go to a funeral, you wear black, even if you don't, because you have respect for the person, for the institution, for the ceremony that's being held.
Oh, here we go.
Funeral. That was like...
Weirdly lean
towards Austin. The
courthouse doesn't
allow you to have like a bunch of people, though. That's what it is. I'd like my family to see this, but...
I think we can rule court. What did you just say?
I weirdly lean with Austin. I'm a big believer in weddings, and it's your day, and you get to do this hopefully one time. If you're slacker more. But it should reflect you. And we are, like, you make choices about your wedding that reflect you. And I think you should have worn sneakers, T-Hack.
I can't.
And I hate to say that's you now.
No, I can't do the sneakers or the tux. It's like a personal, I don't like. Go one way or the other. It's
you
me.
Attend weddings and you don't wear sneakers with suit?
No.
Oh my God, dude.
Okay.
No.
Austin, you've made good points. Jessica, you have as well. We're going to get you a jury, so don't move. You'll be able to make more arguments as we go. They both have great points. Here's what I hate about anything that involves weddings. We're going to get calls and they're going to say three words. And it's the three words that drive me nuts. It's her day. Oh, then why would he even go? their day. Both of them.
It's her. Yes. She wants him there. That's
I
why
don't believe
go.
In the her day thing. I believe in it's our day, but the only reason we're there is because of our guy. Or girl, or whoever you're marrying.
I'm shocked to have you on the side you're on. You guys pick a side. Fun wedding. He's gone too far with courthouse, but I think
that's what I think.
She's going too far with all the way walk down the aisle and the whole thing. You need just that it's going to cost you an extra $5,000 for that. That's not worth it. Or is it?
Oh, it probably costs way more.
Is it just one of those things where you're in high school, right? And you're like, a prom is lame until you get asked.
Yeah.
Well, now I get to go.
I get to go pick out the dress.
I kind of want my turn.
Do lame.
Tradition.
pick a side. Crazy wedding, traditional wedding. 303-222-5423.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Who's right? Who's wrong? The Slacker Show's Great Mate Debate on Alice.
303-222-5423.
We're in the middle of a Great Mate Debate between Austin, who's right, and Jessica, who's wrong.
Wait, whoa.
I thought we started doing that now where we tell everybody what the outcome is. Spoiler alert.
I don't know that that's true.
No, we don't know how it's going to go yet. But Austin, they've dated for a long time. They've had a really fun relationship. They do Burning Man kind of things. And he assumed that their wedding would reflect that.
Right. Like a wedding week party.
And she's like, no, I want the traditional thing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You get one shot at it. You'll regret if you don't if you don't walk down the aisle, you don't get to do it again.
Never.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, buddy. So Austin, Jessica, feel free to jump in with any of these people. What do you got?
May I please read one text?
Of course.
Someone's explaining, oh, weddings are a spectrum, whatever. And then the next text from them is, dude can break dance his vows if he wants. Which is not a bad option.
Austin, practice your break dance vows.
Not a chance.
Okay.
Okay, well then what do you want?
Yeah, what do you want?
I mean, I love the thought, but not a chance. I can't do that.
let's start with Claudia.
Hi, yay.
whose side are you on?
I'm with her, and the reason for is one of the girls is a party or a celebration of two. He's getting his lavish party. He's going to get drunk. He's going to forget he got married. But she's always going to remember she didn't have the wedding she wanted. So why being selfish and do it his way? In the meantime, she's not happy about getting married the way she wanted. It's 50-50. It's not 90-10. So I'm sorry. I'm with her 100%.
Oh, we did a lot of math there, but thank you, Claudia.
She also said he's going to get so drunk.
Claudia. Thank you.
She said what?
She said he's going to get so drunk he won't remember he got married.
Mm-hmm. I've at DJing weddings, I've seen that a few times. Yeah. And I always feel, it feels weird when you get too
far gone. Do you guys plan on getting hammered at your wedding? I mean, do you get hammered? Austin?
I mean, we do get drunk, but I'm going to remember my wedding. Like, we know how to, when I say we know how to party, it's because we know how to party, not because we.
You're not amateurs.
You know what I mean?
We're not fun.
That's exactly right. We are professional.
Okay.
Well, let's keep going.
We like to have fun, but we know the limits. We like to remember the fun.
Well, it's, yeah. Okay. Zach.
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on Jessica's side. Just a heads up. I've been married for 10 years, happily married, and it's a our day. It's not a wife. It's not a husband. And honestly, dude, your wedding sounds like it's just going to be a frat party. And that sounds terrible for a wedding, to be honest with you. I don't know how old you are, but dude, you might be in your 20s. I don't know. But who wants to go to a frat party for a wedding with a bunch of drunken people? And you can still have fun at a normal wedding.
Zach, can I just ask you, like, I really want to hone in on this one thing. Like, I'm not condoning just getting blackout drunk, but I am saying, if I were to get married again and she's like, I always dreamed of marrying a guy with a full head of hair, will you wear this wig? It's like, no.
Well, that's...
No, I...
It's me. I'm me. This is me. I'm me. This is who I am. Like,
I agree.
Like,
my wedding was in a barn and we had a bonfire. We had kegs. Everything was fun and dandy, but dude, at the end of the day, it was a good party wedding, but it wasn't all wild and crazy.
And it felt like you guys.
That's...
Yeah, that was us. That's
all I'm saying is Colorado. I think we're focusing on calling Austin immature and all these things, and it's like, he's just saying, but we're fun. And she's going, but this is a wedding and weddings are traditional. It's mm-hmm. like, right, those people's weddings are traditional.
Right.
This is, we're fun.
But I don't think you're listening to me. I said it could still be a lot of wedding. Fun, but I wanted it. Yeah, I don't think you're listening to what I was saying.
So you want him to be not
classic.
Himself.
I said, let's have a great party, but have a ceremony that's like a wedding.
But you could be on your best behavior and still be yourself, right? Like,
right.
Like
we could still have a great time.
Not if who I am is not best behavior.
Right, but you don't drop an F-bomb at the teacher conference. Well,
have we met?
Let's take it back.
If who he is doesn't want a ceremony, I think that's the problem we're running into.
Would you rather spend $10,000 on a three-piece orchestra or on a guy who breathes fire? Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. The orchestra sounds awesome.
No, it doesn't. Nobody
lay me down the aisle, baby.
No.
Okay. Rose?
Yay.
Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. Jessica, I was just like you. I wanted a traditional wedding. I wanted the gown, the flowers. I wanted all of it, and he did not. So we compromised and got married in our backyard. We had a very traditional, cultured, civilized wedding, and then the party afterwards was out of control. So we both got what we wanted, and it was great.
Thank you, Rose. I do, yeah. Antonio?
Yai.
Whose side are you on?
So I'm on her side. Now, when I got married, my husband was the same way. He didn't want to go to do a big wedding. He wanted to get married in Vegas, even just do the courthouse. Ugh. And ultimately, we went with the big wedding because I wanted my family there, and I wanted that moment. And she really wants that moment and have that moment with her father walking her down the aisle. You can make things cheap and have a dog officiate in the state of Colorado. You don't have to have an officiant and have a big price on that either.
So we're going to have a dog do it?
Well, I think that's what we decided.
He's cheaper than the fire breather.
I'm not going to lie. I didn't know that. That's cool.
Erica, you're looking at text. TAC, you took all the calls. Mm-hmm. Who's...
Texts are all over the place. Some, it's her day. Some, you're going to regret
After
it.
After I it's said, you're not allowed to say it's her day.
Yeah.
After I specifically said.
Some saying, think about the photos. Will you look back and cringe? I mean, there's just all, it's all over the place.
Yeah, phones were Jessica one.
He's got a tally over there.
Oh, yeah.
He keeps always a tally every time.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, you set me up thinking I was in the clear.
Sorry, bro. Enjoy your traditional lame wedding.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.